Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus chapters 1 to 3, the most important choice of our lifetime. We read in Exodus chapter 2 verses 11 and 12 like this. Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way. And when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The above passage details an incident from the life of Moses when he was 40 years old. All these years, by divine providence, he had the privilege to live in the royal Egyptian palace, being called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, who had undertaken the responsibility of raising him up. It is interesting to note that his mother, Jochebed, was uniquely privileged to raise his son all the while being paid by the royal palace for her service. So for the first 40 years of his life, Moses enjoyed a position of royalty in Pharaoh's court as he was reared up in luxury, comfort, and privileges. During this period, while he was growing up in Egypt, Moses was learning all the wisdom of the Egyptians and became mighty in words and deeds. Moses was now grown, not in age and maturity alone, but in power, and was renowned for his accomplishments and military prowess. Even though Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, but his knowledge did not overrule his sympathy for his own people. His godly parents may have made him aware about the promises of Jehovah God to his forefathers, and Moses may have become aware that the time was not far distant when his fellow brethren were to be delivered from their Egyptian bondage. The time was near that they should begin their journey to the land of Canaan that was promised to Abraham and confirmed to Isaac and Jacob. So at the age of 40, Moses went out of his royal palace to visit his own people. And it was there that he viewed an act of injustice of an Egyptian beating up a Hebrew mercilessly. Moses could do one of two things at this moment. One, he could turn a blind eye to this incident and return back to his comfortable palace surroundings. Or, number two, he could align himself with his Hebrew brother and defend him against the Egyptians' tyranny. Moses made the most important choice of his lifetime that is distinctly described by the writer of Hebrews by these words recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. There are four elements to this most important choice that Moses made on that eventful day. First, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Even though Moses had a good chance to succeed the throne in Egypt, he refused the wealth, honor, power, prestige, and even the chance to rule over Egypt. Second, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. He voluntarily chose hardship over comfort, shame and reproach over fame and honor, afflictions over sinful pleasures, and the wilderness over the palace court. Third, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. He not only endured suffering, but he esteemed it as of more worth than all the wealth of the greatest and richest country on earth. Fourth, he was guided to refuse, choose, and esteem by his faith in God. His faith must have developed through his godly mother, who had taught him about Jehovah God, who had promised his grandfathers the land of Canaan as an inheritance. The pleasures of sin were of brief duration in view to the eternity of God's glory. So Moses walked by faith with his eyes on the invisible being, occupied with his future rather than the present. He exchanged the comforts of the palace with the harsh wilderness and the pleasures of sin with the reproach of Christ. Although he was trained in Egypt, Moses never forgot his mother who had nursed him and his godly heritage. That was why he identified with his suffering brethren on that fateful day. In turn, God used the wilderness during the next 40 years to prepare Moses for the deliverance of the people. Every day, we also encounter crucial choices, whether to live for God and obey Him or enjoy the pleasures of sin for the moment. The most important choice that we face in this life is whether to accept the salvation freely offered through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, and walk in the newness of life. Let us intentionally choose to obey God's word and reject all the world has to offer us every moment of our lives as we join with Joshua, who proclaimed, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.